Hi. Yes, I'm April. We spoke on the phone? I hope this isn't too weird. I mean, it is weird. It's obviously weird, but, well, I do appreciate you taking the time to see me. May I come in? Thanks. I'm happy to show you proof of ID, if you like. I know, I do look like her. Everyone says that, but I can still show you. See? Yep. Thanks. So, you don't mind me being here? Good. I really, really appreciate it. No, Mom doesn't know I'm here. I didn't know how much you knew or wanted to know about me. I know you and Mom didn't exactly keep in touch. I mean, why would you? I'm sorry. I don't know exactly why I'm here. I guess I just feel bad. Well, how do you think you would feel if you were me? If you knew your entire existence caused a divorce? Destroyed people's lives, or... Sorry, I'm not saying your life was destroyed, but... I mean... I'm guessing it was still pretty shitty. Yeah, I know, it's not that big a secret. It's just math. Yeah, it wasn't that hard to figure out. I knew it was some kind of shotgun wedding, but then I saw the paperwork and... You don't have to defend her, believe me. Wait, why are you even defending her? So you weren't a perfect husband, big deal. Who is? My dad sure isn't. Oh, sorry. You probably don't want to hear about my dad. Yeah, I went through Mom's stuff. And I'm not proud of that. I just hated how cagey she would get when I would try to ask her about this stuff. Like, I knew she'd been married before my dad and, you know, all that, but the affair, the surprise pregnancy, well, nobody told me outright, but certain family members hinted about it. Yes, exactly. Oh, wow, so you remember. Yeah. So I went searching, and I found some stuff. Including the paperwork from the paternity test. No, God, no. My dad is my dad, definitely. No, I'm not your daughter. That's not what this is. I guess I just wanted to meet you and apologize. Well, Mom and Dad are never gonna apologize, so I thought maybe someone should. I know it's been a long time. My whole life. God, 20 years? But still. So you never got married again? If it makes you feel any better, Mom and Dad aren't happy. You're lying. You did not want them to be happy. Well, I mean, I don't want to give you the wrong impression. It's not like a Lifetime movie or anything, but... They fight. A lot. I think Mom feels guilty too. She has all these stupid rules that I have to follow. I feel like if she weren't guilty, she wouldn't act like such a bitch. Ooh. Look at you. Jumping to her defense like that. Come on, don't tell me you've never called her a bitch before. Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of brings me to why I'm here. I'm supposed to be starting my junior year of college next week. Yeah, and Mom and Dad decided I'm going to live at home this year instead of dorming. Because... it's so stupid. They caught me having sex with my boyfriend last spring break. Yeah. Believe me, you have no idea how embarrassing that is. Or maybe you do. I don't. Anyway, I thought I'd have the house to myself for the day, and we were in the living room, and they surprised me. Us. Ugh, I'm over 18. I don't even really live at home anymore. I should be able to do whatever I want. It was a disaster. So now I can't live on campus next year. I can't believe it. It doesn't even make sense. I mean, they caught us having sex at home, not on campus. So my punishment is to live at home? They're just being spiteful. And now they're breathing down my neck all the time. Mom thinks I'm at a girlfriend's house right now. Actually, that kind of started this whole thing. I was angry, I got reflective. I started thinking about you. You've always kind of fascinated me. This shadow from my mom's past. Proof she wasn't like a sweet, pure virgin when she married my dad. Proof she got horny too. Clearly. Well, she had an affair while she was married and she wasn't even careful about it. They didn't even use a condom. Oh. Oh. Shit. Wow, you must think I'm such an asshole. Sorry, I don't mean to rub it in. On the contrary, I started thinking about you. And one of Mom's friends showed me a picture of you, and sooner or later, thinking about you led to... thinking about you. I got a little obsessed. Yeah, that's why I'm here. Ah, yes! Oh, believe me, I know it's fucked up. It's really fucked up, but it started out as being just like one of those deranged fantasies that you'd know would never happen in a million years, no matter what. And then I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I just... so much of the fantasy became about finding you and actually seeing you and talking to you and making it happen. It's something I want, so I thought I'd ask. What? Oh, my boyfriend? Oh, no. We split up because of what happened with Mom and Dad. No, it was stupid to even be with him. I can do so much better. I mean, aren't you attracted to me at all? Look at me. I know I'm younger, but you and Mom got married super young, like right out of college, right? And you weren't married very long. You told me I look like her. You checked me out before you even knew who I was. I saw you, it's okay. I mean, I'm obviously your type. Really? Are you sure? Wouldn't it feel good? Just to spite her. Just to spite my dad. Huh? I know he's the one you're probably really mad at. I mean, Mom was a virgin when you met her. You can't really blame her for fantasizing about other men. But he knew she was married and he fucked her anyway. He fucked her without a condom. He knocked her up. If he'd insisted on a condom, you would never have known. You might even still be married to Mom. And I would never exist. Isn't that wild? So what do you think? He steals your wife, you fuck his daughter. Seems fair to me. No, I know it's fucked up. It's really fucked up, but that's kind of the fun, isn't it? Come on. I'm not saying that I'm looking for anything. I'm just, you know, I just want to fuck you. Please? I know you want to. You've been excited ever since I came in. And I think my revelation has only made you harder. No. What can I see? Oh my. You are hard. Can I maybe, stroke you a little? Please. Oh no. This is exactly what I wanted. This is exactly why I came here. But you knew that. Whatever makes it better for you. How do you want me to start? Oh, of course. I would love to get on my knees and suck your cock. Oh wow, I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh yeah. Oh well. Oh, absolutely. No, yes, I mean it. No, be as rough with me as you want to. You can totally fuck my face. Oh my God. Oh yes. Do you want to see? see how white you've made me. I would love to strip for you, sir. Oh. Unfasten my jeans. Pull them down. And then my panties. Oh. And my top. I took the liberty of leaving my bra at home. Just getting a jump on things. Oh, yes, I'd like that. Oh. Oh. Maybe just touch me right there. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Nothing. Oh. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Please, please bend me over, please. Oh. Ah. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, fuck. What? No, I didn't call you anything. No, fuck. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Please don't stop. Please. Oh, yes. Keep fucking me. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, my. Oh, no. Please don't stop. Please. I'm right on the edge, please. Yes, I do. I want you to make me come, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, can I really? Oh. Please. Make me come, Daddy. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yes, Daddy. Oh, yes, fucking come inside me, yes. Oh, my God, you're gonna make me come. Yes. Oh, fuck. Wow. I hope that was okay for you. No. Not too weird. Yeah. Oh, I agree. Pretty fucking weird, but oh, so fucking good, Daddy. Obviously, I'm not gonna tell Mom, and I'm not gonna tell my parents. Yeah. I better be getting home. Mom's gonna be expecting me. Can you pass me my clothes? Yeah, thank you. Whew. I wasn't entirely sure that I was actually going to go through with this when I came over. I really just wanted to meet you and talk to you and all that, so... Is it okay, maybe, if I come back? I would love to do this again. Fuck, can you imagine if Mom knew? Can you imagine if my dad knew? No, no, obviously not. No, no. I'll see you next time. Bye.